Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we have a subject that I just think is invaluable to become educated about. What is that subject? It's energy healing. This is nothing new. It is something that in the Western world, we have finally become more at ease with it than we have at any other time in our history, even though it has been worked with throughout the world in different modalities for centuries. So we are finally finding that this is something that when we understand it and we deal with the body, the mind-body-soul connection, we're going to be able to enjoy a level of health that is better than perhaps we thought we could experience. Now, we have a very special guest today, Stephanie Eld Ringhoff is my guest today. Now, I know Stephanie. By the way, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want my audience to know, and I've been telling them about this anyway, that I really had the opportunity to meet with you personally last year at the Seattle Women's Show. And you were, along with Dorothea, you both of you were the speakers regarding healing, and there was a tremendous interest in it, and both you and Dorothea shared with the audience your different modalities of understanding. And I had Dorothea on the show last year, and I just was just so pleased to be able to bring you on. Or actually, it was this year. What am I saying? I'm getting ahead of myself.
Time flies.
I'm not into 2011 yet. Good gracious. But it was at the Women's Show this year when we had the chance to interact. And I'm so pleased that we've been able to get together before the end of this year, because there is such a need to understand energy work without the woo-woo. And this is something that among the Asians, it has been incorporated into Qigong, Tai Chi. There are many, many different modalities. Tell us how you got started in this, and what was it that motivated you to become curious, to explore something called energy healing? And how did you find the venue that you use today as valuable as it has become?
Oh, sorry. That's a lot of questions all rolled into one. Well, I was born with the ability to sense and see and primarily feel energy. And so I started exploring the whole field of subtle energy back in 1974 to explain what it was I was picking up. It didn't make any sense to me. And so I started studying a whole bunch of different formats and ways of looking at subtle energy anatomy. So I went at it as a way to explain my experience. But when it really became invaluable to me was in my clinical internship as a psychotherapist. And people would tell me they were feeling better, but as I sat there looking at their energy, they look worse. Mm-hmm. And I was going, uh-oh, I'm in deep doo-doo now. Here I have left a very decent and wonderful career to do what I always dreamed about, and it made people worse. So I thought, I better figure out what I'm going to do. And so I started applying subtle energy interventions back in 1993 in my practice of psychology. And then,
now, how did you and Dorothea become acquainted?
Well, we became acquainted when an organization called the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology began. And Dorothea was one of the founders, and I got to know her in the very beginning days of that and was invited onto their board of directors. And Dorothea and I struck up a friendship and stayed in contact all these years. And I believe that was back in 95 or 96. So that's how we met. But really, energy psychology and energy medicine became the primary vehicle I used to get well from fibromyalgia.
Ah. Now, how do they work together?
Well, really, it's all about subtle energy. And working among multiple subtle energy systems is the key. You know, the Chinese talk about meridians. The Indians talk about chakras and the biofield, the auric field. And there's a number of other subtle systems that come from a number of different traditions. And what I have found is very fascinating and useful to use with people who show up in my office are multiple subtle energy systems. And so you just follow the trail of energy as whatever presents and what needs assistance in rebalancing. And then health, emotional, physical, spiritual, starts to restore naturally.
You have put together two packages to assist people that may want to explore it. One package, it's 6 DVDs, Subtle Energy Work. It's an advanced energy medicine course. And the other one is called Emotional First Aid, the workshop. Now, I was intrigued because when I went through the 6 DVDs, there was quite a bit of information that you shared. And before we did the show today, we had a chance to chat for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how important it is for these videos to be available for people that want to become students of this, because it's only through actually doing it, at practical application, it's like learning to do a piano, that you have to practice. And this is something that when you're dealing with energies in the body, you present a number of different ways of utilizing it. And I found it quite interesting to go through these different discs. Now, on the first disc that you had, and I just want to touch on each one of them because
I think
you present different perspectives that are very valuable. The starfish connection that you adapted from Donna Eden, tell us what that is. Because when people hear the term meridians, if they've got any education about it, they realize that those are pathways of energy in the body. And
right.
You can find charts on this, and this is pretty common. You can go out and find it. But when someone is developing their own capacities to interact with someone else, that is best, I feel, and maybe I'm biased, when you can have someone like yourself working with them so that they can feel at ease and comfortable, because you can have all kinds of experiences when you're working with people and with their particular energy reflections, and it can be good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, it's right there. So when you have someone you can work with, this is really good, and I think your videos are very good. Tell us about the starfish connection, and how did Donna come up with it?
Well, she came up with it in terms of understanding interrelationships between the 12 primary meridians in the body and understanding how they interrelate. And Donna is, I love her because she's not high tech, so she puts everything in the hands of people to utilize and very quickly. And the whole thing of the starfish connection is understanding the relationship between meridians called control cycles, because those meridians control one another, but they do that in a special kind of patterning. And if those control cycles are not activated and strong, the meridian's natural ability to reach balance is compromised. So this is a technique to evaluate what control cycles are off between meridians and very quickly how to correct that so that wonderful Chinese acupuncture meridian system can re-achieve balance and maintain a resilience and balance more easily.
When you were introduced to the terminologies. You came into this life experience with the capacity of being able to feel energies. You talk about vortexes of energies can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
There are different levels of experience that people will have. Some people will actually see energy, like you are capable of doing. Others will have a feel for it more than anything else. There are others that will have the empathetic response. And yes. Many will have a combination of all of these components. And you actually work with all of the sensory system of your body. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I primarily feel energy, see it, and then hear it.
Okay. So you're one of those that incorporates all of the aspects of the self, which I think is very, very good.
Except I do not taste it or smell it, which I just as soon skip.
Right. That could be a very good thing. That is something that people, many times when they get to exploring this, or if they're interested in this, they may get very discouraged. They'll say, well, gee whiz, you see something, I don't see it. And they shouldn't be discouraged by this. Because if they do it from an approach where they are investigating themselves, I think it's like anything. If we're curious about ourselves, just like you found you were able to take care of the fibromyalgia in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're able to do that and you say, wow, now look at what I've been able to do for myself, then there will be those opportunities. If this is going to be something that you're going to be dedicating your life to, as you have, then you have all kinds of wonderful things that will flow into your space. And I think if someone is curious and wants to know more, education is so important. And that's what your DVDs offer, is you're actually teaching a class so people can see what you're doing. And you have this hands-on approach with various people throughout your DVDs. And giving a very good explanation. And I think this is marvelous. Let's talk about what's on your disc number 3. You talk about a 24-hour clock. You have a diagram with that.
Oh, yes.
And you talk about points of information where certain things are 4 times more active. And there's the language that has to be learned regarding this. Let's go into that a little bit. What about the language, and what is this 24-hour clock?
Well, the 24-hour clock, the meridians, all those, you know, those amazing 12 primary meridians, they actually have times of day they're most active in. Like, let's say out here on the West Coast, we're at 3:15. The bladder meridian in the body is most active between 3 and 5 p.m. And so starting to learn when a meridian is particularly active, and perhaps you have a problem, like I know people who just get exhausted between 3 and 5 p.m. And that's all about bladder meridian is struggling to come into its power. And so there's just simple little procedures to support bladder meridian by just tapping at the beginning of the eyebrows, massaging at the base of the little toe, on the outside of the foot will strengthen bladder meridian so it can come into its own. But each meridian has its time of day. And so learning that and then learning points associated with the meridian, you can self-treat very quickly if something is a bit off. Or let's say you're struggling with, well, I'm a meditation teacher for many years. We always talk about the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So teaching people the 24-hour clock in a way to intervene with the meridians, they can tap their meridians according to the 24-hour clock, starting with the time that they're in, and they can bring themselves more into the present moment to have a good meditation or just be available for when the kids come home from school or
mm-hmm.
to get up bright and bushy-tailed in the morning.
That is something that could be invaluable just for anyone.
Oh, Oh, yes. Really, when I think of energy work, it's for anyone. It's just like flossing our teeth. If we can learn some of the basics of energy work, we can do things that just strengthen our well-being mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually very quickly. We do not have to concentrate and study it for years and years and years to make a difference in our own lives and the lives of those we love. Even our animals. I use it on my dogs and cats.
Do you really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Now, how would you use it on your dogs and cats? Because physiologically, they are different from us in size, proportions, and where their organs are situated. How do you use it on your animals?
Well, their meridian lines are basically the same. For example, my beloved Sam, who passed away last year, he had heart issues, but he lived way longer than his breed is ever thought to live with these kinds of issues because I worked on him fairly regularly on his heart meridian and other meridians. I held acupoints on his body. What I talk about in the DVD number 3, the source points, those are meridian points, but they're 4 times more active than any other point on the meridian. And they're particularly useful because they work with the whole meridian quickly, but it also connects to the organ. So just holding those points on Sam on a regular basis made his need for medication very little, and for him to live 3, almost 4 years longer than his breed averages.
What kind of a dog was he?
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
And how old was he when he passed over?
He was a little over 14 and a half.
Oh, my goodness. And what's their average age? About 10?
10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was really blessed. And he tolerated me holding acupoints. And I would clear his chakras. I would work with another system called the neurolymphatic reflex system.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just come over and lay down when he didn't feel good, and I figured that was my signal to go to work.
Amazing. So the animals do know, and once they become acquainted with it, they're going to say, do more of it.
Oh, yes, especially chakras. They really kind of just collapse and roll around and roll over and show their belly when you work with their chakras.
Oh, my goodness. Well, for those of you that are animal lovers, of which I'm one, that's something I'm very interested in. Let's talk about the electrical system in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are power generators, and so many people today, due to exposure to technology, they're around all kinds of electrical fields, they're invisible, they go in and through us, around us all the time, and if ever we were to have the equipment available to ourselves to measure what might be in home offices, etc., we probably would say, oh my goodness, this could make me sick. Now, we being electrical and so many factors, you talk on your DVD about a client that came to you that had seizures and
yeah,
how you were able to work with that person. And you go into quite a bit of detail when someone is wanting to do energy work, how they need to be aware of themselves and make sure that as they're doing energy work, sometimes they're going to be in the positioning of, like you demonstrated, holding their hands above someone's body for a period of time. And you give a lot of information about that. Let's talk about the hands above the body, working with the electrical field. How do we deal with that so that we don't deplete ourselves if we want to explore this modality?
Ah, such a good question. How can I answer it in a short way? Well, we are exposed all the time. And what is bombarded first around all the devices that we live is our auric field, this biofield that exists around our body. Primarily, if you stretch your arms out to your side in just a little bit beyond your fingertips, if we would just start a habit of just sweeping off ourselves, it would help us tremendously because we pick up a lot of things to begin with in our biofield, that field around our body. So if we can sweep it clean, that is a very good idea. But also, our electrical system, our subtle energy electrical system in the body, can really be thrown off in a deeper kind of way. And when I talk about the electricals in the DVD series, I often think about that woman who came to me. And, you know, I'm a psychotherapist, and I work with energy. So when people show up and have a physical ailment, I go, hey, I'm a psychotherapist, but I can follow energy as good as anybody. So let's work with your electrical system, I said to this woman. It's because Donna Eden told me one time, you know, if you got scar tissue or you have any kind of brain seizure kinds of things subtly going on, it's the electrical system you need to address first. Now, the problem with working with the electricals is it's like you plug in, you meet all this active energy, you hold these points on the body, and you got to keep holding them until they calm down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you work. And I present a series of different electrical points to hold. And they are particularly powerful if people are going to have any surgery or after they've had surgery. And they have the risk of scar tissue. That's when using this electrical points on the body is very useful, and working a lot with the biofield around the body, because a lot of things happen when we're exposed to anesthesia, we're exposed to different frequencies, and these two systems are the best way in to solving problems like that.
Heart issues are very, very significant in today's world. I don't know of anyone that has not had either a loved one, a very good friend, a member of family that has, you know, this is something that has affected many, many people. You talk in your program, in your DVD program, Gutted in the Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Let's address that, because there are many people that will say that because of our emotional space, many times the heart, which is one of the hardest, if it's not the hardest working muscle in the body, it is close to it. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal muscle.
Yes.
It's 24/7, and so many people that have heart issues have deep-seated emotional issues and resentments and all kinds of baggage that they've carried for a long time. I've never met anyone with a heart challenge that has not had deep, deep emotional situations. And you can give me your 50 cents worth on that. Let's talk about that particular organ.
Oh, you know, the heart is more electrical than the brain, is what I've been taught, and addressing it as an energy center as well as an organ is very important. And my experience is the same as yours, is if people are having heart issues, it's usually associated to energy stuck in that region of the body. And doing something as simple as what is called the heart mudra. Mudras come from the Indians, and it means hand positions. Mm-hmm. If people just put one palm over the other, where the palm sitters right in the middle of the chest, and they begin just to cradle that area, palm over palm, and just repeat the vowel sound that's in play, A. A, so they maximize the vibration, and they repeat that at least 7 times, they will start to feel an energy beginning to build beneath their hands. And then when they really feel that energy build, if they would leave their left palm over that area and then take their right hand and stretch it out, aiming it downward and outward from the body, they will begin to do an exercise that can shift energy that's stuck out of this region. And they can feel quite emotional during this process. And that's okay, because what they are doing is they're releasing energy that has been stuck in this region and that has blocked them from well-being.
You bring up breath. Anyone that has done any kind of study of yoga realizes that breath is very, very important. People that are involved with exercise know how important breath is. If you're a singer, you know how important it is to have good, strong muscles, healthy lungs, and breathing well is going to give you the tonality of voice that you want. You have to have that stamina. You have what you call the Darth Vader breath, which I thought, that's cool. And you said that, I believe, was Donna's concept.
Yes, yeah, she came up with that. It's from yoga. And I can't remember the yogic term, but yes, that's what she calls it.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to think of the Darth Vader breath, just imagine you're watching Star Wars and the breathing like he does through the mask. This is what you're going to be effectively producing when you do the breath. And what does the Darth Vader breath do, Stephanie? How does this help someone?
Well, this funny guttural breath in the background, what it does is your intention is to create, you kind of roll your tongue back and you're going, and you narrow your funnel of your mouth as you suck in air, and you just visualize energy at the base of your body, and as you suck in that air, you're drawing the energy up your central core, which is activating two meridians called central and governing vessel, and interconnecting all of the chakras through the whole core of the body, from the root of the body all the way up to the top of your head. And then as you release that breath, what you do is you expel captured energy in each of those chakras as you've drawn it up. And you can repeat that breath a number of times. And what's been found, you know, in the land of energy medicine, energy psychology, is that starts to strengthen the heart center. That secondary brain, some believe, others believe the primary brain of the body that directs what we call the brain, and it frees that heart energy. And if the heart energy frees, then energy begins to move up and down the central core a great deal more easily.
Well, as you can tell, Stephanie is very knowledgeable. She has these wonderful packages that if you're interested, if you've been a student of energy medicine and you would like to take it maybe to a different level, it's something that's worth exploring. Why? Because the more we can educate ourselves to empower our own wellness on many levels, the better we're going to be. And dealing with energy is very, very important. And a few of these tips that Stephanie has in her material, like sweeping the energy or putting your hands over your heart, putting the left hand over the heart area, the right hand out, directing energy so that it flows out if there's a negative experience that you're going through so that you can free yourself from it. So much of this has been around for centuries, and the more we can incorporate it into our lives in the way that's comfortable for us is great. How do we do it? Well, Stephanie is one of those people that you can really find out some good information from. Now, I know we're almost out of time, Stephanie. I want to be sure that people have your website information. SubtleEnergyWork.com is the website to go to. You can also just, you know, put her name in a search engine, Stephanie, Stephanie, Eldringhoff, Eldringhoff, Eldringhoff. However you choose to get in touch with her, this is something that I think can serve us well. Not all of us are going to be in a position like Stephanie to dedicate ourselves wholeheartedly to this because we have our other interest areas. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't understand the language and that you should not be aware of these different forms of how you can utilize your energy and maybe pass it along to someone else that's going through a great deal of difficulty. Stephanie, you've got a class coming up in the Pacific Northwest on the 15th of January that you and Dorothea, as a team, are going to be presenting. What is that class quickly?
Well, Dorothea and I are not working together on January 15th. We're working in March.
Beg your pardon. I got the wrong
That's
date.
That's okay, Donna. Okay. No worries. But I am teaching the third Saturday of every month. I teach a regular energy class from 10 till noon in Bellevue, Washington. And on January 15th, in addition, I'm going to teach a 1 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon workshop on a system called the Radiant Circuits, which are bigger than meridians and send energy throughout the body. And I really want people to have an experience of working with this system and learning about it so that they can have more radiance and joy as we move into 2011. One of my friends calls these the joy generators. So I'm going to be teaching a four-hour class on the Radiant Circuits. And people can email me from my website for more information on that, and I can send them a flyer.
Great. All right. So her website, subtleenergywork.com. Stephanie Eldringhoff, thank you so much for being my guest. I wish you continued success, and I look forward to any of your future publications. Thank you again for being my guest today.
It's been a delight and a pleasure, Donna. Thank you for inviting me.
My delight as well. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share with you.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to chat with me, hey, I'll be delighted to light up your life for 2011, and more. So give me a call at 888-815-9756, and I'll give you an intuitive reading over the air. Quick like a bunny, cutoff date for receiving stories is January the 3rd. That's right, that's a Monday. So if you've got a story regarding the paranormal, a unique experience, I'd like to hear from you because I'm putting together material for a book, and I would love to have your story in there. So if it's an out-of-body experience, dreams that have come true, special events where there's been unique synchronicity, whatever,
has changed your life, had an impact on your life that someone might describe as paranormal, won't you send it to me? Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com and be sure to put your contact information in there. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And I'm looking forward to receiving it. I'm very excited. We've got a nice file of stories, and I know I've got more coming in, but I'd like to have yours. So again, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Now, my newsletter is going to be coming out this weekend. Yes, we've got New Year's. Woohoo! Can you believe it? I mean, day after tomorrow, we are into a brand new year. So I've got a lot of good things to share with you in the newsletter. Also, I'm going to have a listing, as I always do, of my upcoming guests. And on BBS Radio, you're going to find that show information will be posted probably by Sunday. So just know that all of that information is going to be there, so you'll be able to find out who is coming up and on the program. By the way, I want to thank those of you that have been sending me all kinds of interesting information. From Texas, Ann had sent me some tips on ways to save money, and I thought, whoa, this is pretty good. So grab a pencil, because I think you'll find that you may want to write some of this down. If not, remember, the show is always archived, so you can get an archive and listen to it again. Now, this is what Anne had done research on, and this is a lady, I'm telling you, she can make a penny do a tango forwards, backwards, upside down, and backwards. I mean, it's just amazing what she is able to do with a dollar. And she has just known some very difficult times, and she's come up with these very practical suggestions. So I'm going to share them with you. And don't forget, you can call me if you want at any time during the show, 888-815-9756. All I need is your first name or your initial, and then just sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive. And after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. Okay, how can you save some money? Well, here are some tips. She said printer ink, you can save a lot on printer ink if you use the Century Gothic font, which consumes about a third less ink than the industry standard, which is the Arial. Then also, if you're interested in attending online college courses, although you may need to buy some books or software, there are some places like Yale, MIT, and Stanford that are offering, and there's so many other universities, offering no-cost knowledge. So you can audit these classes. This is what you do. You visit education-portal.com, education-portal.com, and click on Open Courseware for a list of offerings by topic. So if you're in a tight budget crunch, why not take advantage of something like this? If you're selling some items, if you've got what you call your junk, you can go to itagit.com. That's I-T-A-G-G-I-T, I-T-A-G-G-I-T.com for blue book value for all kinds of items. And then free photo editing online at citrify.com, C-I-T-R-I-F-Y.com. Your online photos can be tweaked with effects like wrinkle removing. Woohoo! Let's go for that, folks. I think that's great. Also, it'll whiten your teeth in the photo. Isn't that something you've always wanted to do? You can sell books at Cash4Books. That's Cash4Books.net or SellBackYourBook.com. Cash4Books.net or SellBackYourBook.com or Alibris.com, A-L-I-B-R-I-S.com. There are people who are technical specialists. They volunteer to give you free advice on common computer problems at fixya.com, F-I-X-Y-A.com. Also, healthcarebluebook.com, healthcarebluebook.com. You can find out what it pays local area doctors for a consultation or a test. And sometimes, get this, you can negotiate directly with a doctor in person prior to getting a treatment. You find out what the cash value is. There you go. Dental care, you can find a dental school at ada.org, ada.org, or for low-cost federally funded care, go to nidcr.nih.gov and click the dental care portion. That's nidcr.nih.gov. cr.nih.gov. Also, scratch and dent stores will sell groceries and appliances discounted for up to 50% or more. You can go to market.net/directory for a state-by-state list. If you want to find about deals for groceries, go to mygrocerydeals.com, mygrocerydeals.com, or groceryguide.com. Now, you've got to register before you can get the information, but they are free. I'm telling you, Anne's just done some wonderful research. Buy gift cards at up to 30% off face value at plasticjungle.com, plasticjungle.com, or gift-getters.com, gift-getters.com. Check out yard sales in your area by going to yardsaletreasuremap.com. People love yard sales. Sometimes you can find those wonderful golden nuggets. Owner manuals. If you have appliances, you haven't got your manual, well, this is where you can go. Retrievo.com, manualsonline.com, line.com, or usersmanualguide.com. You often will get them for free or for a very low cost. Maybe all you have to do is pay for the cost of mailing. You can ship online at ebates.com, ebates.com. And if you want to find out about prices on concerts, sports events, you can get a free membership at goldstar.com, and you can get tickets at half price by only paying about $4.50 per ticket. And other ticket sites are ticketloot.com. If you want a phone number, you can go to 1-800-GOOG-411. It's free. That's 1-800-GOOG-411. And then free Wi-Fi hotspots. Well, go to Jiwire, JIWRIRE.com. And if you want to get free admission to more than 100 museums, zoos, and science centers on the first weekend of each month, you have a Bank of America ATM credit or debit card. All you have to do to find out what's available for you, go to bankofamerica.com. And if you want to know about car repairs, visit repairpal.com to find out what the job should cost. Isn't this amazing? I'm so grateful to her for sending me this list because I thought if I could share it with you, maybe one of those items might be something that you'd say, wow, that gives me just what I need to know. So I might be including some of her suggestions in my upcoming newsletter. So I will try to do that for you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-815-9756 if you would like to chat with me today. For those of you that are women that are wanting to develop a business, the Small Business Administration apparently recently created a woman's procurement program to expand federal contracting opportunities for women-owned businesses. Now, I don't know how many of you would have a business where you'd want to be involved with the federal government. However, it can be very, very helpful. Of course, many people, that is what they consider optimum, when they can get a federal contract because it is consistent as far as payment goes. And what they've found, for women's business, it can be just as lucrative. Two-thirds of women whose firms do business with the federal government generate more than $1 million in sales. Now, it can take some time to get this all set up, but there is about, well, plan on when if you're wanting to do this, it could take up to 2 years on average to get your first contract. So if you're interested in doing something like this, you need to start working on your homework for it right now. What do you need to know to seek and obtain a government contract? Well, here are some tips from Lourdes Martin Rosa, American Express Open Advisor on Government Contracting. Point one, you need to explore the Small Business Administration certification programs and become familiar with their advantages in contracting. And get your business notice by registered in the Central Contractor Registration National Database and add your business to the Dynamic Small Business Search. Do your homework. Find out what the government is purchasing and work with experienced government contractors. Now, here are a couple of websites. sba.gov/GCBD and that's if you want to find out about what to do there. To register your business, go to bpn.gov/CCR. That'll add you to the Dynamic Small Business Search. And last but not least, if you want to find out what the government's spending, which most of us have got gray hair just from seeing what they are spending, you can go to usaspending.gov. And experienced government contractors, go to teamingusa.com. Well, all of that resourceful information is available for you. Let's take a break for a moment. Phone lines are open, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. RawEnergyRadio.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Tomorrow we're going to have a dynamic guest, Michael Cremo. This is a man that has done so much research regarding human history. We go back millions of years, artifacts that have been found relating to different civilizations. Michael is a fascinating man, and he's had an extremely interesting career. And tomorrow we're going to be talking with him, and we're going to be discussing the forbidden archaeologist. Yes, that's who he and what he is, and he travels around the world speaking to different groups, challenging conventional thinking with unconventional discoveries. So Michael's going to be with us tomorrow, and I invite you to join us. And we are going to have such a dynamic lineup for the month of January. Of course, it's all going to be posted on BBS. All you have to do is go into show information with the Donna Sebo Show, and you'll find out all about it this weekend. It'll all be up and posted, so you'll know how we're going to be starting off with a bang in the new year of 2011. Hannah Ackerman has a beautiful short poem regarding the new year that I just want to share with you because I think it's exquisite. This is what she wrote. She said, "May your dreams find their wings, may life's clouds be few, may your future be bright and hope shine anew, to bless you and keep you with joy far and near, a beautiful start to a beautiful new year." Hannah Ackerman, I just really like that. Hey, how would you like to get your veggies in a way that's just so easy, and you go, "I can handle this. What about a soup?" You know, with kids, so often, trying to get them to eat their veggies, their noses will crinkle, and they just go, gag, gag. They don't want to do it. Well, one woman, Josephine Lissandrillo,
of Rockaway, New Jersey, came up with a recipe, and she said, you know what? My grandkids love this. And I thought, any grandmother that's figured out a way where the kids say, more, please, and we're not talking about chocolate chip cookies, we're talking about the good stuff, is something to listen to. So I'm going to share this with you because I think it's just fabulous, especially during the winter months, when usually we want the comfort foods like the cheeses and the macaroni and cheeses and the thick, you know, wonderful hearty stews. Of course, we're not out there walking Mount Everest daily, so we may not be inclined to burn up 20,000 calories a day. So we have to be thoughtful about what we put into our bodies. However, this doesn't have to be calorie-laden. Let me share it with you. She has about a pound of broccoli. She said, chop the broccoli into small pieces and combine it in a large pot with 5 cups of water and 3 chicken bouillon cubes. You bring the mixture to a boil, then you reduce the heat to low, you cover it and cook it until the broccoli is tender. Now, she says about 30 minutes. It can be a little bit less than that. You be the judge. Then she says, stir in 1 cup small pasta and then 1/4 teaspoon of pepper and bring the soup back to a boil over high heat, then reduce the heat to medium. Cook uncovered until the pasta is just tender. 10 minutes. She said, remove it from the heat. And then what you do to really make it special, you stir in 1 cup of ricotta cheese. And you just stir it, and it blends. Now, if you don't want the vegetables whole, you know, if you have some finicky kids, fix it. Put it in a blender or in a Cuisinart, a food processor, and just zap it, and you'll have it just creamy, creamy smooth. You can put it in a mug, a cup, sprinkle it with a little bit of something on the top, maybe a little bit of parsley. Of course, kids might say, oh, gag, parsley, they've got to be kidding. But it's going to taste wonderful. And you could do this, and she said, you know, you could put any kind of vegetable that you want in a soup. This is a basic recipe. But you could add carrots, you could do whatever you wanted. But what a great way to get some good green vegetables into some kids and into yourself. And it's healthy. It's very, very good. So thank you very much, Josephine. I think that that is a great recipe to share. I also want to let you know we've got a New Year's horoscope. I'm not going to be able to share that with you. Well, maybe I have time for one. This is what your new year, this is just a generalized pattern for the new year. And let me just give it out quickly for the sign of Aries, because I think that's the only one I'm going to be able to cover today. Now, this breaks it down into winter, spring, fall, or winter, spring, summer, fall. So I'm just going to give this to you quickly. And those under the sign of Aries, by golly, your career really could take off in 2011. It will enable you, if you step up to the aspect of opportunity that's going to be made available to you, you're going to be able to increase social activities as well. But your career will take off, and by spring, you may find that every bit of effort you put into your working towards the career level is actually coming around for you, and travel is going to be coming up for you this year, 2011, and I think this is terrific. You're also going to find that if you've been going through some tough times financially, you're getting out of them. That's right. You're going to have a chance to break free of any kind of personal and professional rut you might find yourself in by summer. And in the fall, you're going to find fun and adventure can become a part of your life in a very significant way. Now, that's only one of the 12, so we've got 11 more to go. So don't feel badly. I'm not going to miss you. So we'll get to the rest of them. So the only sign I'm covering today is the sign of Aries. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about human history, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And, of course, if you want to chat with me, I'm delighted to do that as well. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's so important for you to recognize that you're the best investment in your life. You could be a multi-millionaire and be totally, totally miserable. And I heard someone say, well, I'd rather be miserable rich than miserable poor. Well, being miserable, I don't care if you're rich or poor, is never pleasurable. But what you can do is educate yourself and be open to new modalities of learning. Understand that you have come into this life experience for the purpose of giving the very best of who and what you are to what is around you. So it's up to you, and you need to be curious about yourself, be open, be willing, and receptive, because your life is rich. I'll be with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a magnificent day, evening, wherever you are. We'll be talking tomorrow. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.